With this growing population of aging people, how has that changed the dynamic? How has that put even more of an emphasis on the need for your services and your organization right now?
Well, certainly in the work environment, now we have, two working people and families, but that doesn't mean that they don't have instances of Alzheimer's or dementia in their own personal family life. So we are able to go into businesses, corporations, work with the businesses or the employees in their employee assistance programs and help them work through the issues of dementia. Even if some employees are starting to show signs and the employer wants to do the right thing by them, but wants to follow a protocol that's fair to both the business and to the individual. There are just so many dynamics, and that's why there are becoming dementia-friendly communities. Because people walk into stores, they walk into banks, they walk into pharmacies, and people are trained. We can train workers who live in the community and work with the people to notice the signs and to be helpful. And it's not that the individuals can't complete the tasks they're there for, but sometimes they need a little extra assistance, a little more patience, a little slower talking and explanation. It's never ending. I think it's around every corner that we can be helpful in some way. It really, for grandchildren, all of a sudden, grandparents aren't acting the same way, and this breaks their heart. And so working with the children too, and having them better understand and helping parents help their children understand why grandpa and grandma are changing a little bit. I mean, it's just it's a personal communication need that's out there, in addition to all of the research and the work that's being done.
And I think the other piece that is worth talking about is just the stigma that is associated with dementia as well. I mean, it's the disease that nobody wants. It kind of has replaced cancer in a way over the last, 30 or 40 years as the most feared disease. And people, even as a result, have difficulty talking about it. We have education programs, and people tell us, no, you feel free to teach about brain health. People will come to that. But if you advertise for a program just specifically on dementia or memory loss, we're going to have a harder time attracting people to that. And again, I think that's a function of just the stigma and the fear. And we see this among those of our clients who, have gotten a diagnosis and feel like a lot of their friends just kind of disappear, melt away. And in fact, our programs and services become even more critical as a result because we become, in some ways, the part of the supportive family fabric that they need at this point because other folks have kind of stepped back. So that stigma is really huge, and we need to address that in whatever and every way we can. Because, as you said, our population is aging. We boomers are coming. We're here and we're coming. And that means dementia is really associated more than anything else with age. And so, as we age, we're going to see more folks with dementia. And we really need to begin to figure out how to handle better the stigma associated with it.
And it is, Alzheimer's is the only disease in the top 10, and I think it's the fifth or sixth leading cause of death in the country and the world today. But it's the only disease that has no form of prevention, no successful treatment program, or certainly no cure. And so some of the research work that's being done to intervene early, perhaps if we can find out what is causing it, we can intervene early and stop the escalation of the disease. But and then with the growing aging population, the statistics are astronomical. By 2050, I don't know if we're going to be double or triple the number of people with Alzheimer's and dementias right now. So, and that stigma, when people are having cognitive issues, they are probably the least capable of being advocates or speaking out for themselves. And somebody else has to do that. And family and friends don't back away out of meanness and cruelty. They just don't know what to do and don't know what to say. And even if they try, it tends to be, you know, sometimes the wrong thing, and people react in a way that's negative. And so they just stay away out of not wanting to do anything wrong. So somebody's got to be out there advocating for them and helping everybody along. And that's what the ADAW is all about.
We're talking with Jeff Hamm and Carol Kobe of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin. I feel like we could do the whole show with you two and still not cover everything we want to in a full hour, but we have just a couple minutes left. Please let people know again how they can find you, how they can connect with your organization, and how they can help.
Give us a call. A couple of phone numbers, 888-308-6251 is our toll-free number. And then you can also reach us at 608-232-3400. And in either case, one option is to hit the dementia outreach specialist line and just do that, and we'll get back to you. Also, we have a pretty good website that's just been revamped. www.alzwisc.org. ALZWISC.org. So take a look at our website. We've got really good resources there. And again, all the ways that you can contact us, plus all of our services and programs there.
And we're supported by the community at large. We are not a government agency. We do have a few contracts with the county and some other government sources occasionally, but primarily it's private donations. And it's been amazing that we've sustained ourselves all of these years on private contributions and donations, and still our services remain free to anyone who requires them. So as you can see, without that support from the community, we contribute to the community with our services and fulfilling a need, and we depend on the community to support us so that we can continue to do the work that we do. We say that the best way of looking at us, we're your partner along the journey, no matter where you are, whether it's at the beginning where you're beginning to have some cognitive issues of your own, you're concerned about a family member, or whether you're in the midst of it and thinking that you're handling it. And all of a sudden, because you do reach that point, all of a sudden, it's too much for you. I had that happen when my husband was ill, and it was a few years that he went through the growing stages of his illness. And I remember talking to his physician one evening, who called me back late at night. He had been working all days, and he's sorry to call so late. But he said, you are going to need to start thinking about David needing to go to a facility, that pretty soon you're not going to be able to handle it. And for all that I thought I knew, I was stunned, taken aback. What? And of course, he did have to go in the last months of his life. He was in a memory care facility. But it never crossed my mind, as much as I was dealing with it, but I was so immersed in the whole thing that I wasn't thinking strategically either. So we have trained people, they're trained in social work and dementia in particular, who really know how to work with people wherever they are on that journey. And so we are, in reaching out to the community, we just ask them, anybody who needs us, to please give us a call. You'll be glad you did.
AllsWisc.org. That's it for this week's Let's Get Local. Catch you next week.